Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. We're back live here on the program with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Tom.
Judy joins us on Skype, and we're going to talk about The Swindlers, which is a new show at Baltimore Center Stage here in Charm City. So, Judy, with this play, what kind of swindle are we talking about? We're talking about cat burglary or bank fraud or, pick your crime. What are we talking about here?
Well, the title might suggest that this is a caper play, kind of like a caper movie. The character of the father is a con artist, a grifter, and he has moved on from burglary to embezzlement. His biggest crime, though, is lying to his daughter, Marie, and deserting her when she was a teenager. This is a play by Noah Diaz. Center Stage produced his earlier play, Richard and Jane and Dick and Sally, in 2020, right before the pandemic. So live productions of Noah Diaz's plays have bookended this period at Center Stage. The theater commissioned The Swindlers. This is its world premiere. And it's loosely based on Diaz's own family history. He subtitles it A Truish Tall Tale. There's a clipping in the program about Diaz's real grandfather pleading guilty to embezzlement. The play is dedicated to his grandfather and to the playwright's mother. I would call this a coming to terms play. A lot of what Marie is coming to terms with is her father's lies, but he's not the only liar on stage. The subject of lying comes up in the opening scene. I brought a clip from that. Let's listen.
Three things worth knowing. One, everything I'm going to tell you is true. Two, I have never stolen a thing in my life, not even this story, especially not this story. It's not really mine to steal, so. Three, I'm a liar. But this isn't about me. This is about the story I didn't steal. And that story begins on a cold Tuesday morning in a month like February. In a small town, in a small state, somewhere in the middle of these great United States. It begins with a pregnant woman named Marie who's feeling discontent.
So that's John Hudson Odom in Baltimore Center Stage's production of The Swindlers, this world premiere. So, Judy, is this essentially then a play about a father and daughter, one of those kind of deals?
Well, in large part, but not entirely. The father, who has had many aliases, he's now calling himself George, doesn't even show up until just before intermission. The Swindlers is also a play about writing a play. And both plot threads are about finding out who you are, and how you got there. For the father and daughter, that turns out to be a meandering road. And after intermission, the father and daughter actually take a meandering road in a Winnebago. There are a number of minor characters who pop up early on. Some are almost extraneous. For example, I'm not sure that we need to meet Marie's neighbors. There's also an unusual character who plays a crucial role. He's called Context. This is the character we heard John Hudson Odom playing just now. Context is the play's narrator, and more. But we don't find out what more until the end of the play. A large part of the plot is an extended chase scene. Two FBI agents are after George, and they pressure his pregnant, discontented daughter, Marie, into helping them capture him. She hasn't seen her father in years. She doesn't want to help find him. She doesn't want anything to do with him. But when the father and daughter do meet up, the animosity between them surfaces immediately. You'll hear that in the next clip, and you're also going to hear Marie call her father by his real name, which is Craig. Let's listen.
His boyfriend got a name?
Rick.
Rick? Baby in your gut and Rick's only a boyfriend?
Yep.
Too cheap for a ring?
We're still figuring out the details
of... Your bastard?
No, our arrangement.
Arrangement? So he's a fruit?
What? No.
Is he a cop?
What's being a cop have to...
So he is a cop, Marie!
No, he's not a cop. I just don't understand what being a cop has to do...
What's wrong with him? He sounds like an idiot.
Craig...
Doesn't want to make an honest woman out of my daughter. Something's got to be wrong with him.
Did not come here
to... You want me to go talk to him? I'll go talk to him.
Dad!
What?
Listen to me. I'm not doing this with you.
Doing what?
Reconnecting.
That's Christopher Ryan Grant as George and Carmen Zillis as his daughter in The Swindlers over at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, you mentioned that the playwright Noah Diaz also wrote Richard and Jane and Dick and Sally, which Linnell and I enjoyed very much last year. That was one of the things that the theater produced in 2020. So that play was built around the Dick and Jane children's books. How about The Swindlers? Is that also, you know, premised in some central device?
Actually, a couple of devices. One is the character called Context. And he doesn't just narrate the play, he also interacts with the other characters. The Swindlers turns out to be a very self-reflexive or self-referential play. It twists and turns back on itself. In the end, it is the thing it's about. I'm not going to say more about that. The second device is a more visual and presentational device. And it may be partly the interpretation of the director, Will Davis, and the designers, especially the set designer, Arnolfo Maldonado. The set looks like a studio for a 1970s TV variety show or a game show, right down to the applause signs. There are two applause signs. John Hudson Odom's character, Context, usually has a handheld microphone. He could be a TV announcer. And about halfway through the play, Christopher Ryan Grant, as George, the father, performs a bit, kind of an act. He stands on a little round platform, he holds a mic, and he tells his history as a thief, which starts when he's age 8. There's also a thematic connection between the two plays. Richard and Jane and Dick and Sally, as you probably remember, was about a family, and so is The Swindlers. It's significant that it's called The Swindlers, plural. Marie worries that lying, even stealing, might be a genetic trait. And there's a little joke in there. She works in a laundromat, and her dad's being hunted down for money laundering.
Well, there you go. So we've heard so far in these clips that you've brought us three of the cast members. And you mentioned, Judy, that there are a number of minor characters. So how large is this cast? It's kind of nice to think that there's large casts coming back to theaters these days. And how do they do?
Well, this one isn't that large. It's just five actors. Christopher Ryan Grant makes George appropriately sleazy. Carmen Zillis is a sympathetic, rather frantic Marie. As the character called Context, John Hudson Odom plays a man who's in control when he's narrating. But as we discover more about him, Odom reveals a much more human side. There are only two other actors, Rachel Crowell and Derek Garza, and they play all the other roles, more than a dozen roles. I found Rachel Crowell particularly amusing, very funny, as everything from Marie's dim best friend to one of the FBI agents. Will Davis's direction sets this antic, madcap tone, and the cast is quite good at this wild, fast pace. And that creates a nice contrast with the quieter, smaller, weightier scenes.
And Judy mentioned that this is a world premiere by Noah Diaz. You said that the set looks like a TV studio. So what do you think? Forgive the pun, but is The Swindlers ready for prime time?
Well, I want to start by saying that this is a highly theatrical play. What I mean by that is you can't envision it as an actual TV show or a film. And in my book, that's in its favor. It does take a while to find its footing. One of the themes is something that I just find fascinating, children of disreputable parents. It's not a simple theme. This isn't a simple story. Center Stage has mounted a polished production, but the play could really use more focus or perhaps tightening, especially in the first third.
So The Swindlers at Baltimore Center Stage. You can catch it in person until September 26th, and interestingly, on September 21st, you can stream the show live from the theater. So, Judy, this is a little bit different than they did over the summer, where they produced a couple of plays, and full disclosure, one of them was written by my daughter, Miranda Rose Hall, which were filmed in the theater but done as video presentations. What Center Stage is going to do now is that they are going to broadcast live from the theater actual performances in front of a live audience. So that'll be an interesting take on the next phase that people enter into as the pandemic continues. So Up until September 26th, you can go to the theater, and starting on September 21st at Baltimore Center Stage, you can stream the show live from the theater. And you come to our website, wipr.org/midday, and we'll have a link with all the details. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about a show called Rachel by Rapid Lemon Productions. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, it's a new updated adaptation of a play from the Harlem Renaissance. This adaptation is another world premiere.
Yeah, another world premiere here in Baltimore. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more about Rachel, Sheila Cast at On the Record had an interview with the playwright and the director of that production, which is at the Motor House. But Judy Grusick and I will talk about it next week. Thanks, Judy. I appreciate it. And we'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
So that's it for us today. Coming up Monday, a conversation about the effectiveness of violence interruption programs like Safe Streets and ROCA, both of which are at the center of Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott's approach to reducing violence on our streets. I'll speak with Dr. Jeffrey Butts of the John Jay College in New York and Amos Gelb and Latrina Antoine of Baltimore Witness. So that's coming up Monday here on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Our producers are Mallory Pinkard-Pierre and Rob Sivak. Jamila Krempel is WIPR's digital content director. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Reveal is up next after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Very much appreciate your tuning in today and every day. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to your NPR News station, 88.1 WYPR.